Chico Resch. You are listening to the Let's Go Devils podcast on the Primetime Radio Network.
Oh, yeah! Whip out some of that Gato! All chillaxing, watching your New Jersey Devils beat the New York Rangers tonight in that dump called Madison Square Garden.
Woo!
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 I'm your host, Sam Wu, here
one
with
more, Sam,
Scott.
One more, Sam, for the fifth goal. Come on, one more.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
There we go.
I'm your host, Sam Wu, here with Scotty of Sirius XM Liquid Metal, and as we're coming to you live from the Primetime Radio Studios in beautiful New Jersey and his Beverly Hills Palacio Estates.
That's right. Like, yeah. Bobby the Brain Heenan.
It's hard to think when you're victorious, and it's hard to think when you're high up in the mountains on the top of the entire NHL, because the air gets a little thinner up there. And other fans wouldn't know, because the Devils are number one right now. And that
they
is
are.
Amazing, Scotty.
Oh, what a game. What a game. I loved every second of it. The Devils played hard. The Rangers gassed themselves by the end of the game. See, that's what happens when you don't have four lines to roll or three defensive pairings to go through. Adam Fox played over 30 minutes in that game. No wonder we had no mustard on those shots at the end there. He has gassed 30 minutes he played in that game. Unbelievable. And what a great victory for our New Jersey Hockey Devils. Bang your heads. Everyone on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Twitter Live, and Twitch. Welcome again to Devils After Dark, exclusively here on the Let's Go Devils Podcast Network, talking about this big 5-3 victory for the New Jersey Devils. Let's get into it right now, Sam Wu. Big news atop the show. Alexander Holtz back up and in the lineup. Kevin Big Balls Ball also back up, but scratched for the evening. Nico Dawes also suiting up because Akira Schmid out with an illness. I think it's, did anyone, I hope it's not COVID or anything like that. I don't think any, did anyone say anything like that? I don't think so, right?
It stays in the room. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I hope not, because, yeah. Hopefully it's just something that he can get over. Maybe he had one too many cold brews the other night. Maybe a little hungover, you know, had the chicken fingers over there, the American whiskey after the game. Something like that with Sam Wu. Is that what I heard?
Maybe, but don't blame me. He's been hanging out with Dawson Mercer.
Hey, guys, can you buy me some beer?
Hey, Schmitty.
Can you buy me some beer?
You want some beer, Schmitty?
And you know what? You can see it all stockpiled on Sam Wu's desk back there. It's time to,
gonna do a little Gato and chill. Gonna do a little Gato and chill, bro. Jack Hughes, gonna Gato and chill.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt Lotlin.
Yeah. And
Gato and chill.
Add a little Lindy Ruffles.
Lindy Ruffles over there.
Yeah, Lindy Ruffles.
Look at Sam Wu.
Yeah.
Coming through with the Lindy Ruffles. And we're gonna Gato and chill tonight. Jack Hughes style. Let's talk about this game. Now, it started out, started out not so good. A little reminder of, remember last year when the Devils were playing well and it became Ranger Hate Week, and all of a sudden the Devils were like letting up three goals in the first like 2 to 3 minutes of every game, and we're like, what the hell is going on here? Rangers scored fast. And I mean, it was like lightning. Was it the first 3 minutes of the game? Yeah, the Zibanejad goal came at 3:01, Panarin at 1:20 of the first. And I'm not going to lie, Vitek Vanacek looked a little shaky throughout this game here and there, but he battled his way through, especially in that third period when the Rangers were peppering shots. But right there in the first, it gets going and you're like, oh boy. Before the Rangers even score, John Marino, I believe, took a puck or a stick to the face from Ryan Graves, and you seen him going over the bench. That was the first shift of the game, and you're like, oh boy, please don't let that be foreshadowing. Please let John Marino, laces out, don't call me Dan, Ice and Toner gloves. Marino, make sure he's okay. He was fine. He missed a shift or two. He comes back. But the Rangers did put up two quick goals. The first one.
Oh, sorry.
Nope.
You were talking about Marino. I figured to have that little background music, but I didn't realize you.
Ah, okay. Okay. All right. Well, he did come back. He only missed a shift or two. But the first two goals, I don't think the first one you could really, you know, fault Vanecek on. The 2-on-1. The breadman Panarin puts it home for his sixth of the season there. Vanecek did all he could on that shot, trying to get across. It just wasn't going to happen. Very tough one for the goaltender. However, the second one, you were like, ooh, that was a little bit of a fumble. Fumble! There was a fumble, Sam Wu. Vanecek looked like he was going to get that catch for a first down, and he kind of bobbled it. The puck falls right into his feet, and the Rangers, I think, it was Vanecek, got his 11th of the season right there. We're able to push it home. But really, that was a shot on goal. It was a high shot from, I think it was Kreider, took the high shot. It kind of hit Zibanejad in the chest. It kind of hit Vanecek in the chest, and it popped up. You know, he wasn't able to control it. Ends up, you know, bouncing around by his skates. That's never a good recipe for, you know, keeping goals out of the net. And it didn't happen right then and there because, like we said, Zibanejad was able to pound it home. And you're like, oh, boy. Marino gets hit in the face. Panarin, okay, 2-on-1. Can't really fault. Vanecek now on the second goal. You're like, oh, that didn't look steady. That didn't look good. You're like, oh, man, are we in for a long night? But then you remember, it's 2022. It's not 2019. It's not 2020. It's not 2021 either anymore. This is a different New Jersey Hockey Devils. And what do? They respond. They respond. They don't just sit around and mope and skate sleepwalking throughout the rest of the game. Devils weren't concerned. They weren't concerned. They knew they were coming back. They had full confidence in themselves. And it started with what we saw a lot throughout the game. Turnovers by the Rangers in all over the place, really. A lot in the neutral zone where this goal started from, but also in the offensive zone. Defensive zone, the Rangers are turning the puck over left and right, and the Devils were great to jump on that. But again, turnover in the neutral zone. The captain, Nico Hischier, zone entry 101, brings it on in. It's so nice that we have these guys who can bring the puck into the zone, just not dumping and chasing all the time. Nico Hischier brings it in, does a nice little drop pass for Jesper Brad, who sees Thomas Tatar coming up the right wing. And this was a beauty all around. I didn't notice it at first, but Tatar, to receive that pass, took it off of his skate, used his skate to get the pass to his backhand, and holy hell, top shelf tuna time, all right? Bumblebee tuna, like Ace Ventura. Bumblebee tuna. We should get some bumblebee tuna. We got to get some bumblebee tuna clips. I'll work on that with the David Buddy.
I'll tell Mrs. Wu to bring some bumblebee right down.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get that from Ace Ventura, though, every time Tatar scores. Bumblebee tuna. Bumblebee tuna. because it was top shelf tuna on the backhand, short side, over Shesterkin. Wow. What a goal that was. I mean, the shot was incredible. But when you go back and you watch the replay, because like I said, I missed it at first. You notice that he had to receive that pass with his skate. I mean, it was an incredible looking play all around. Nico's zone entry, drop pass back to Jesper. Him to have the vision on the ice to find Tatar, charging up that wing to make the pass over. Excuse, Sam Wu. Bless you over there. I hear you coughing. It's okay. You all right? You all right over there, Tiger?
Didn't realize the mic was open. Sorry.
No, you didn't know that? You didn't know we were listening to you eat Ruffles there for the last couple minutes?
No, I didn't.
Oh, love it. But either way, check out that play if you didn't see it, because it was just, I mean, all three players, Nico, Jesper, and Tatar, made really great plays on it, and that shot was amazing. Backhand, top shelf. 7:33 of the first, so 4.5 minutes later, the Devils respond. And then another 6 minutes later, oh, what's our boy, Ozzy's favorite, Sharon Govich, coming through with his 7th of the season, unassisted. And how did this start again, Samu? A turnover. Another turnover by the Rangers, this time by Jesper Boqvist, just being a pest to Jacob Trouba. As Trouba's trying to get the puck out of the zone, Jesper Boqvist says, nah, I don't think so. I think we're going to keep it here on the offensive side. Tough shit. Oops, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry, Samu. Bleep me on that one. Tough cookies, Jacob Trouba. We're going to steal the puck.
You know what?
You.
You know what? Nobody would have known it because if I was eating these Ruffles, you know, nobody could have.
It would have just crunch, right? Well, yeah, tough Trubas. Tough Tubas there, Trouba. Because Jesper Boqvist creates the other turnover right there, is able to get the puck over to the front where Sharon Govich gets it, and he's got his back turned to Shesterkin, and he is really close in front. And Kevin Weeks, I don't know about you guys. Oh, man, out here in L.A., the game was on NHL Network, so I had to sit through friggin' Sam Rosen the entire time. Sounded like he was going to have a heart attack every time the Rangers did something. So, you know, I was like half scared of what if there was going to be a medical emergency going on during the game, and then half annoyed because I couldn't listen to Bill and Dano on the call over there. But Sharon Govich, and Kevin Weeks described it as a nice little fadeaway because that's what he did. He had his back turned. He's skating away from the goaltender, spins, shoots, beats it by Shesterkin to tie the game at 2-2. His 7th of the season unassisted at 13:25. He's heating up NBA Jam style right over there. Speaking of the fadeaway, he's heating up. We've said this about Igor Sharangovich many, many times. Once he gets hot, the goals start going in. So, Halla, I got to say, we're going to give him nice props here because later in the first period, he got back to break up a 2-on-1 right after Sharangovich scored, actually. Vanacek took a roughing penalty. Did you see that? He gave the Chris Jericho Judas effect finishing move.
He's feisty.
To was it Trocheck, I think, there? He gave him the spinning backhand there. He gave the Judas effect, and he got called for a roughing. Don't worry, Devils killed it off. Marino, again, John Marino, Ryan Graves made a mishandle of the puck at the blue line. Another Rangers, 2-on-1. Oh, no, John Marino's there. Hold my isotoner gloves while I break this play up. Excuse me, I need to poke check this away. Sorry, Chris Kreider, or whoever it was that was streaking down the side. Great, great game all around, once again, from John Marino. We head into the second period. Game tied 2-2, and I think it's time to Gato and chill, girl. You want to come over? Gato and chill, you know? That's how I do, Gato and chill. You want Gato and chill? Jack Hughes, baby. Jack Hughes off the transition game over here. Vanacek making a huge save. Diving out there with the leg down on the ice. I believe left leg, I think, was down on the ice, making a huge save. And Dawson Mercer does the old alley-oop. Flip it out to Jack Hughes, who's coming in on Shesterkin. And this might be one of the softest goals Shesterkin has ever led up so far in his career, because Jack definitely didn't get, you know, full oomph on it. I don't know if maybe he meant to throw the change up over there, but that puck was sliding so slow right in between the five hole of Shesterkin. I don't know if Jack just, he had Shesterkin watching his stick instead of the puck. Whatever he did, Gato and chill, baby. Gato and chill. That's how we roll. Jack Hughes style puts it home for his 12th of the season. 3-2 Devils at 5:44 of the second period. Assist going to Dawson Mercer. And look at Dawson racking up the points. now up to 9 assists on the season. Also, I'm starting to see him, you know, maybe try to throw a little of those Beefalytics around later in the game as well. Like seeing that from Dawson Mercer. I know I've said this all along. It reminds me a lot of like Adam Henrique type player. Someone who is going to play, you know, the full 200-foot game you could put out there at any time of the game, which we've seen Dawson Mercer, and have that scoring touch. So if we can, if we finally have that, you know, Henrique replacement, I think it's a good thing with Dawson Mercer. And you see the points starting to pile up now. As soon as that switch was made to get Mercer off of that third/fourth line and back up with Jack Hughes, the magic is happening between those two, and loving every second of it. Jack Hughes, what a play. And then the Devils go up by four in a row. It's four goals unanswered by the Devils. This time it's the fourth line, third line, whatever you want to call them, chipping in over here. Mikey McLeod, another neutral zone turnover by the Rags. And what have we talked about all season long? Devils using their speed and being able to roll four lines, getting contributions from everybody on the team. When you have a bottom six that has the type of speed that the Devils do, it's going to turn to your advantage because the other teams cannot match it. Miles Wood is fast. Mikey McLeod is fast. Fabian Zetterlin is pretty fast too. Bastion, you know, he's a big boy, but he's got some speed in those wheels as well. So Wood and McLeod, another turnover in the neutral zone. Wood goes in, gets a shot that Shesterkin gets a piece of, and it ricochets up off of the crossbar. I know Wood thought it in. I thought it went in. I thought it went in at first. Referee says no goal, but no worry, because Mikey McLeod is doing the right thing, the smart hockey play. He doesn't just stop there and watch. He continues to go to the net, gets a little puck luck. The puck goes right to him, and he's able to put it home for the Devils' fourth goal of the game. 9:40 of the second. Devils up 4-2. And did I hear some Let's Go Devils chants at MSG? Drowning out the Ranger fans? Did I hear an Igor, Igor? Did I hear those chants coming from MSG? I believe I did. Bravo, Devils fans who made the trip on the train to the dump over there at Penn Station, the old train station arena, right? Yeah. Sam Wu.
Yeah, they're about to knock it down. Where are they going to go? Woman rink? Oh, by the way, the Devil's Own woman rink in New York.
No, good. Maybe we'll bury a Devil's jersey.
We're annexing New York City right now.
We should bury a Devil's jersey somewhere like in the locker room or something like that in the cement, you know, just to always haunt them.
We should.
Just to always haunt the Rangers. Or underneath Shesterkin's goal, you know, where he's going to be two out of the three periods. We'll just have a Devil's jersey buried underneath the ice there just to give those vibes. But either way, bravo, Devils fans, for cheering on your team in the not-so-friendly confines of Madison Square Garden. Big horns up to you for letting the boys know that you are there, that you care, and that you got there. Back third period, Devils kind of went into a defensive mode over here. Rangers really dominated, but Vitek Vanecek, someone who kind of struggled and looked a little shaky throughout the game, some of those rebounds were let loose, you know, some of those saves you were like, whoa, what's going on? He stood up in the third and he really made a count. I think the Rangers, what they have, about 18 shots in the third period. 17 shots in the third period for the New York Rangers, and Trocheck got a late power play goal. I swear to you, I thought Sam Rosen had a heart attack, you know, because it was a power play goal. I really thought there was going to be a
power play goal.
I really did. I thought he was going to, I didn't know if he was going to make it through the rest of the game, which is basically every Rangers game when you're listening to Sam Rosen, because he gets way too excited for, you know, some of the most simple things. But either way, just having some fun, Sam. We know you're a legendary broadcaster over there, but come on. You know Doc Emmerich, all right? Come on. You know what I'm saying? Either way, just kidding. Just jokes over here. Trocheck got the power play goal, but not really. At 13:18 of the third, 4-3. And now you're thinking, uh-oh. You know, longtime rivals. This is what it comes down to. The Devils dominated a lot of this game, but third period, they didn't get that fifth goal early in the third or late in the second to kind of put the, you know, the final nail in the coffin type of deal. And now the Rangers are back within one. And you know how this rivalry goes, where sometimes, you know, especially these interdivision type things, that's all you need to light that fire. And you could have one team that's a lot better than another. You know, you could have a team that's gassed like most of the Rangers were at the end of this game, because Gallant was just playing like two lines basically like throughout the whole thing. Well, they couldn't keep up with the Devils. But Vanacek does some good things, makes some big saves, holds his team on. Like I said, Fox over 30 minutes. Poor guy. He was out of gas there on the blue line. Gets the puck picked from him. Devils go down. Tatar and Sharon Govich gets his second of the game. His eighth of the year. Empty netter to seal the deal. 5-3. And by the way, Devils fans, couple things that I noticed. I don't know if you saw it as well. Did you see who was on the ice in the final 5 minutes of the game? Everybody. Everybody from the Devils. Every line. Every defensive pairing. Yes, that includes Alexander Holtz, because he was the one that I noticed with about 3 minutes to go. I'm like, whoa, Holtz, he's on the ice. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's getting what Lindy and the boys were trying to teach him and try to coach him up. I know he spent a lot of time with our man, Sarge, Sergei Breland. And if there's anyone out there on that coaching staff that's going to get you to play the Devil's way, it's going to be Sergei Breland. It's going to be Sergei Breland. Every line and every defensive combo pairing, excuse me, was out on the ice in the final 5 minutes of this game. Can't say that for the Rangers, which is probably why they look tired. Devils did not. I think the most ice time went to Hamilton, went to Dougie. I think he had 22 minutes of ice time, if I'm not mistaken. Marino had 21:29 and Dougie had 22:47. Those are your two. Nico had 20 minutes. All four Devils lines and all three defensive pairings out on the ice in that final five in a one-goal game against your biggest rival on the road. That should say a lot about what Coach Ruff thinks about this team. That's the 10th straight road win for your New Jersey Hockey Devils. I think it's 16 out of the last 17. I think that's our 14th win in the month of November. It's either 14 or 13. Someone's got to help me out on that one because my eyes suck and I'm also bad 13. With math. So,
well, technically, it's our 13 wins in November, but
which I think ties a record. No, I think that ties a league record.
I'm telling you, that Toronto game, you know, I don't know. It should be 14. That's just
it should be 14. We all know it. But so 13 wins in the month of November, which I believe either ties or is the not the team record, the league record.
I think it's the first team ever 13 games in the month of November.
Well, that's a record.
That's a record.
That's a record, Sam Wu. That's a damn record right there.
Yeah.
That's what your boys are doing. 16 out of their last 17. Beating their arch nemesis, the biggest rival they got. Primetime game at MSG. Broadcast on the NHL Network around the country for everyone to see. Devil showed up, and they showed out.
Yeah.
Gato and chill, brah. Gato and chill. 5-3 Devils victory. 3 stars of the game. Igor Sharon Govich gets the first. Mikey McLeod gets the second. And all Gato and Chill there at the third star. Shots on goal. We have a Slayer raining pucks from the Devils on the ice. 38 shots on goal. 13-25. That third period, they were playing a lot of defense. Only 5 shots in the third. For a total of 38. Rangers 11-10-17 for a total of 38. And what did we talk about last night on the big show? Let's Go Devils podcast. One thing the Devils are going to have a massive advantage in: faceoffs. They were operating at about 60%. The Rangers were at 40. I think Mikey McLeod, let me just look here real quick. Mikey McLeod was damn near 70%. 69.2. We'll just call it 70%. On faceoffs. Nico Hischier was at 63% on faceoffs. Domination. Pantera style right over there. It's domination. Power play. Devils 0 for 3. 1 for 5 were the Rangers. Again, Devils taking some penalties. Although I didn't mind the Vanecek attempt at the Chris Jericho finishing move, the Judas effect. Kind of like that one. Hits. We were soundly out hit again. 24 to 12. 15 blocks. For the New Jersey Devils, only 8 giveaways, 11 takeaways. First place, baby. Overall, even though we've maybe played 2 more games than the Bruins have, doesn't matter. The standings right now say number one team, your New Jersey Hockey Devils, with 38 points and a plus 36 goal differential, Sam Wu. I love seeing that because that means 2 things. 1, we're scoring goals, obviously. But 2, we got some goaltending. We got some goaltending. And Vanecek fought through those first 2 periods. And man, did he come through huge in the third. Huge! 16 saves in the third period, giving up that 1 power play goal. Key to the game right there. How about this team? Just rolling. Let us know what you think. YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Twitter Live, Twitch. We beat the Rangers. Hit us up. Let's turn to the king of the football calls right now. Sam, who's quite upset that Marino didn't get on the scoreboard. But still, John Marino played a hell of a game as well. Dealing again with top line stuff like Panarin, Zibanejad, Chris Kreider. He stood up to all of them. What did you see from this game, Sam Wu?
I saw something.
There is one country.
What's that?
That was me? Norm MacDonald popping up on my YouTube feed there for a second. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Supernova, be quiet. We will get to that. Don't do that. By the way, our YouTube Live is going crazy right now. So we put a poll up.
I see. How do I get rid of it? Oh, there it goes. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course the Rangers suck. We all know that.
Yeah. It was at 100% to 0 for the longest time. But now people are fooling around. 95% say yes at the moment. And 5% say no. 78 votes. But what I saw tonight was a team that started off the game a little tentative, a little nervous almost. They didn't seem like themselves, trying to, you know, feel the ice out, just get going. But boy, when the Devils got going, when they were down 2-0, I think it lit a fire, urgency, and guess what happened? They started scoring, and they were going hard to the net. They were swarming. Anytime a Ranger got the puck, Scotty, it would immediately, 3 Devils would swarm, poke at it, be disruptive. And those passing lanes were just being, they were being disrupted all night long. The Rangers could they had to really work to get a crisp pass in. And, you know, They went against the New Jersey Devils, 4 lines. My concern was Bastion being hurt. What they do, who better to put Zetterlin on that line to fill that role, and I thought he did a great job. I thought the penalties, there were a lot of penalties that the Devils took. The one where it was too many men on the ice, I was like, you really called that? That's like an actual play. Like, okay, the guy's not in the vicinity where the play was, and you're going to call too many men on the ice for that? I've seen a lot worse. And this is where, you know, again, it's like, I don't want to be here sitting, you know, whining about the refs and the league, but it is really, really just inconsistent. I mean, that was really petty. Really petty, to the point where, I mean, I was like, that's too many men? But whatever. Some of the penalties that the Devils took, look, they take a lot of penalties. But you know what? They're being aggressive, and I'm actually okay with that. Most coaches wouldn't say that, but you still have to be careful. You still have to be smart. But they're not taking lazy penalties. They're taking penalties where, okay, the guy gets like what Tatar did. You know, when he got his stick up. You know, okay, that's fine with me. But they're not lazy penalties where they're getting beat on the play or anything like that. So I'm all right with them being a little aggressive. Because you know why? Because their penalty kill is not bad right now. They gave up that
penalty kill is deadly.
But you know what? I was a little disappointed, though, you know, in the second and third period where they could have really buried them but missed on some of their chances. You let a team like the Rangers, a rival, hang around like that, it could get nerve-wracking. It could, you know, it could alter the outcome of the game. The Rangers get the goal within one goal, but they just didn't have enough time and not enough gas to get through the Devils, because the Devils were rolling four lines constantly, and they just wear them down. And it just seems like the second period is the Devil's period right now. The previous 3-4 years, the second period was like, okay, who's going to show up next? It's almost like guaranteed that first intermission is going to be the biggest adjustments, and the Devils are going to come out a different team. So the first 10 minutes of the game, the Rangers, you know, getting a 2-0 lead, guess what? Nobody panicked. I mean, you as a fan, you're just like, what? The Rangers are up 2-0, but did anybody panic? Devils fans? None of us panicked. We finished the game because we knew that the Devils will eventually get it going, and that's what good teams do. The Devils are not just a good team. They're the best team in the NHL right now. Think about that. Like, number one, you're talking President's Trophy. I don't think any of us could have predicted that.
Well, I mean, we're only a quarter into season, but yeah.
The point is, they're in contention of the President's Trophy a quarter of a way in. That in itself is like, if the season ended today, the Devils would be number one. Forget about, like, Boston playing two less games and all that kind of crap. The bottom line is the Devils are winning. And, you know, again, it could have been a perfect November. But as we know in life, not everybody's perfect. NHL, refs, and whatever. You move on. So it was a great victory. You beat the Capitals, New Jersey. You beat the Rangers. You beat a lot of these elite teams. And you move on. And the Devils are going to get a couple days off before they play Nashville. I believe they're playing Nashville, right, on Thursday?
Yep, play Nashville next Thursday.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's just next game. And notice the Devils are very composed. Very composed.
Very composed. Very composed. They didn't get off their game or change it when they went down 2-0. They were still patient. They waited. They counterattacked. They won the board battles, and eventually it just swung back their way, which you knew it was going to.
Yeah.
You just felt it. And by the way, Dave Singer has confirmed in this report over here that MSG will now be serving Taylor Ham at all Ranger games.
Oh,
so
good.
That
Very
is,
nice.
Yeah. Just to put that up there. Steven or Josh. Oh, boy. Or Jonathan. Oh, man. I'm going to slaughter this name. Isidory? Isidor or Itty? Something like that. It was noticeable not having Nathan Bastian on the ice, which is not something you say too often about a fourth line player. But we know Bastian has been so much more out there on PP1, out there on PK2 a lot of times. He is more than just a fourth line player. It was noticeable him not being on that line. And that's no knock to Zetterlund or anything like that, because I think he did a great job jumping in there. You know, that line came away with a goal tonight as well. McLeod and Wood. But it was noticeable, which is not something that you can say very often about a fourth line player.
Yeah.
Swamp and Fox, too many Devils penalties. I'd say that. Yep. Fox played. Oh, Max says Adam Fox was sick too. So, oh, good job, Gallant. Play your sick gassed player for 30 minutes.
Gallant. He wants to pronounce Gallant.
Whatever. When they win, maybe I will. Holtze. Oh, my goodness. That's right.
Hey,
Holtze out there in the final 5 minutes of the game.
I got a text from Chico because I asked him a question after the game.
Okay.
Is this a dream, Chico? Wow. And then he writes back, it's a four-line, 6D, excellent goalies coming together. It's no fluke. And barring injuries, we'll continue into the playoffs. Oh, and great coaching directing it all. Let's enjoy the year we all deserve after so many frustrating years. From Chico Resch. And I got to tell you, it's the Devils fans taking over Madison Square Garden felt like game four in 2006 when the Devils swept the Rangers in the playoffs. It felt, I mean, just taunting Igor Shesterkin, a Vezina Trophy winning goaltender that carried the team in his back last season, won the top, and you're in his building chanting his name and taunting him. And the loud Devils fans, after Jack Hughes scored that go-ahead goal at that time period to make it 3-2, I mean, do you guys ever remember a time other than maybe 2006 Eastern, quarterfinals where the Devils fans invaded Madison Square Garden? I don't ever remember a time where you can hear it that loudly. And they did it on national television, if you want to call it that. Scotty, could you hear it through your TV?
Yeah. I was talking about it in the recap. Yeah, I was. Yeah. It was great hearing that. I loved hearing the little sing song chants there for Igor.
And wait till January 7th at the Rock when the Devils play the Rangers on a Saturday matinee game in January. What like that? And it's going to be magnified. And you know, look, I like to trash talk a little bit, but, you know, let's be honest about Ranger fans, okay? Your tickets are way too expensive. The people that actually go to the games that wear Rangers jerseys in the lower bowls are really there to impress their boss who has corporate tickets. That's what it is, and it's quite obvious, and I feel bad for some of the hardcore Ranger fans that are not like that, but let's be honest here. Madison Square Garden's all suits. And the real fans sit upstairs, you know, in the 300, 400 level. But it was just great that the Devils fans just drowned out the Ranger fans during that time period. And Let's keep this going on December 12th, I believe. They play him again at Madison Square Garden on a Monday night. And that is going to be something that, again, I like to make a tradition. Just going into enemy territory and just taking over their building. And then they're, oh, what are they going to come back with? Now, in the past, it was, you have no fans. Well, we're selling out.
Who cares
now.
About Ranger? Yeah. Who cares about Ranger fans?
Hey, can I talk, Scotty? I'm talking.
I don't want to talk about Ranger fans.
No, I'm talking about, all right, forget it. Now I'm mad.
Now you're mad?
No, I'm just kidding around. No, the point I was trying to make, maybe I dragged that out a little bit longer. They have nothing to say now. The trap is over. Like, you look at what the Devils are doing, the product on the ice. It's a copycat league. They're going to start copying the Devils, everything they're going to do from top to bottom, the entire league. Because I can't believe I'm saying this, but that's how hockey is really played. Defensively, but they don't just sit back. They just keep on attacking till you're just dead.
The Devils have to. Well, that's what you can do with four lines. That's what you can do with four lines. That's what you can do with that speed. That's when the other team isn't rolling four lines. They're going to get gassed. They're going to get tired, just like the Rangers did. And we all know when the captain gets on the score sheet, as Josh reminded us over here, the Devils are undefeated. And we know he was on the score sheet tonight. Assisting on that Thomas Tatar goal. Top shelf tuna. Bumblebee tuna. Bumblebee tuna.
Just a great victory.
Devils were once a team that many analysis would say, oh, the Rangers are a little bit ahead of them in their rebuild and stuff like that.
We talked about this.
We've gone and leapfrogged. We've gone and leapfrogged, Sam Wu. That's what we've done, and we've done it the right way.
Yeah.
We've done it the right way.
Didn't cut corners. Didn't cut corners.
No. Oh, we didn't. Oh, we all know that we didn't. We took the long road to get here. Oh, baby, was it a long road with many bumps along the way, many bridges that were out along the way that we had to rebuild to get to where we're going. But hell's
there
yeah.
There are a lot of long nights on Devils After Dark where it's like...
a lot of therapy sessions.
Remember the therapy sessions? Oh, my goodness. I mean... It got to the point where Scotty and I were just like, before we would do Devils After Dark, I was like, what are we going to talk about? Same thing, sleepwalking first period. We need better goaltending. We can't have these like emergency backup goaltenders, in the lineup. You know, that spend money, be patient. What else are we going to be, complaining about? Now... Yeah. There's just so much winning, I don't even know what to do with. I love it.
We're going to see, and you know what? It's going to be, that time is probably coming too. I see a lot of you guys talking about it on here. I see the Super Slayer Craft. Raining Bucks! Is Schmid already taking over Blackwood's position? Listen, we've heard rumors about them trying to make some moves. We've heard some from our inside sources that we're not going to reveal about certain players that were maybe team was like, hey, we think about this guy. We think about this guy. Not going to say if that was Blackwood or not, or maybe some other players. But we know the Devils have been looking to maybe make a little trade here or there to shore it up. Now, I'm not sure if Schmid is going to take over for Blackwood all the way. Mackenzie Blackwood, and I saw a lot of you saying that before, Bernier as well, good call, Dave Singer. I saw a lot of you saying before, Blackwood would have choked in this game. Now, we don't know that. Maybe Blackwood of the years past, yeah, we could have said that. But Blackwood this year did look a hell of a lot more focused before he got hurt and was playing really well. He was playing really well.
I would totally give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, Blackwood was, well,
We're going to find out because he's going to come back eventually.
Fine. I mean, first game.
He's going to come back eventually. The only problem is Akira Schmidt's been like really good as well. So we're going to see what's going on there. Don't forget Akira Schmidt, you know, is he 4-0 or is he 5-0 on the season? I can't remember if he's 4 or 5-0 on the season. Those are pretty good numbers.
He's undefeated.
Yeah, we'll say that.
I mean, he came in. Remember when he came in for that?
Against the Oilers. Against the Oilers.
And those point blank
David
saves.
Dreisaitl.
In overtime. I mean, that guy is unbelievable.
I think that was before Kane got the wrist injury, too, when he came in.
I think so.
And then when they played him again, Kane wasn't in the lineup. But still,
were they on the road or were they at home?
They were on the road for that first one when Schmidt came in and Vanacek got hurt. That was on the road in Edmonton against the best player in the league.
Or that was
in Connor McDavid.
Or that was that Mac Black going down and Vanacek coming in that game. I thought that Schmidt was at home.
I thought Schmidt came in the Edmonton game.
No, I think it was. I don't remember. Let's just ask.
No, either way, it doesn't matter.
He played against Ottawa, Supernova says. He says Sam is correct. I go with Supernova. It was against Ottawa.
Because you're correct.
Yeah, because I'm correct.
Because you're correct by Supernova.
Hey, Buckkissing works on this podcast.
Well, we're going to find out about that goalie situation, but right now we're in the best scenario we've been in years and years. It's a good thing to have multiple goalies playing really well, because you can roll out anyone out there, just like you can roll out all three defensive pairings, just like you can roll out all four lines, and you know you're going to get quality hockey on that ice. Let's get to 4-0 this year with a 1-2-4 goals against, 9.53 save percentage. Oh, so he came in on the Ottawa game. Okay. I guess it was Vanacek that came in then on the
I think you were talking about Vanacek.
That was when Blackwood got hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. 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 I never said I had a good memory, so yeah. I smoked those brain cells away a long, long time ago. What can I say? But either way, I think it's about time to get to You versus Woo.
Oh, boy.
Brought to you by BetStamp.app. And I hear there's some controversy about this one already.
Controversy.
I'm hearing there's some controversy. So this is our score predictions that we've been doing all year long. You can follow along and play along if you can gamble responsibly. BetStamp.app. Go ahead and download it now from the App Store. And now, Sam Wu was making some predictions last night on the Let's Go Devils podcast. I was close. I thought I was going to get it there in the third period. I had predicted 4-2 Devils victory. We know it ended up 5-3, but I thought I was going to get it there. I was close. Now, Sam Wu, last night, I believe you said 9-0 Devils. I believe that was your score prediction. Was that changed today?
No, I remember that. 9-0. I'm sticking with it.
The 9-0 you were sticking with. Where was this controversy now? What happened with our handsome man Vinny Parisi on Game Day Live?
Vinny Parisi texted me 5-3 Devils. But
okay.
On the graphic, I caught it when we put the graphic up, it says 6-3 Devils. And then Vinny said don't worry about it. I'll do 6-3. And then it turned out that I sabotaged his win.
You sabotaged Vinny.
Like Toronto did with,
you pulled a Toronto.
Yeah, the war room in Toronto. Yeah.
That's you're basically Toronto. Okay.
Yeah, basically. I make the rules as I go along, you know. Make it up.
All right, so we'll give Vinny credit then for his original prediction, which was 5-3.
Just put an asterisk.
Now, Sam, we'll put a little asterisk next to it. Yeah, okay. Did you change your prediction, or did you stick with 9-0?
Oh, I'm still – yeah, it was 9-0.
9-0, okay.
9-0.
So, Sam,
I was close.
You were close, yeah. Samuel has now fallen to 215-6 on the year with his score predictions. Don't forget, Sam gets an OTL whenever he gets at least one part of the score correct.
I'm trying to get a lottery pick for next year's betting.
You're getting close. You're getting close over there, my friend. Lottery pick. Oh, Lordy. What a game. I'm happy. I know Sam's happy. I hope you're happy, too, out there, Devils fans. Oh. I mean, they came through huge tonight Max. Against their arch nemesis, the rival, the New York Rangers.
Got to read Max's comment. He goes, after further review, there is no conclusive evidence of prediction before the graphic. Therefore, we have no good.
We have a no good prediction on the ice.
Actually.
I love it.
Yeah, no, it's right here. It's right here. Yeah, I'll just cover up our conversation, but,
Anthony LaPenna. Okay, I believe you.
Yeah.
Anthony LaPenna said that he got the score right. Ramona was close. She had 6-3.
Yep.
I had 4-2. Should we do some predictions now?
Yeah.
For the Nashville game coming up on Thursday night, because I won't talk to everybody for a couple of days here. We got from Pucks and Pitchforks, Nick Villano on Wednesday with the State of the Fan address. I know Sam will have a woo report here and there. And, of course, Game Day Live is coming back to you on Thursday. And then I'll be along after that.
Do you mind if I make an announcement? Just coming over the wire.
Okay.
For State of the Fan address on Wednesday, 8:30. It's going to be actually a special start time, 8 p.m. Eastern. We have Mike Kelly, NHL Network hockey analyst, coming on from NHL Network. And our next guest is Catherine Bogart, Devils host and reporter. Yes, Catherine Bogart of the New Jersey Devils coming on State of the Fan address, coming over the wire.
Very nice. Very cool.
You are the first to know, people.
There you go. Make sure you tune in Wednesday night. State of the Fan address with Nick Villano. Sam Wu will be along for it as well. Of course, both are writers, along with Vinny Parisi at the great Pucks and Pitchforks site. So if you need your daily dose of hockey news to read, you can go over there. You can check out Sam Wu on the fourth period as well. He's all over the place. He's making the Woo Bucks. He's making the Woo Bucks. And then at night, he comes home to Mrs. Wu, and he's like, Gato and chill? Mrs. Wu? Gato and chill?
Do you know what I'm doing, Scotty?
You're throwing moist towelettes at the camera or something like that. I'm not sure.
You know why? Because Max said that the war room doesn't care what I think.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'm throwing stuff at the camera.
A bad goal prediction on the ice over there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, we want to thank everybody on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Twitter Live, and Twitch. Here we go. We got Ramona's got a 5-2 Devils victory on Thursday. Max has got a 4-3 Devils win in OT. Okay. I'm going to go 4-1. I'm going to go 4-1 Devils victory over the Preds on Thursday. Is that a home game? That's a home game, right? And then they're back on the road, and
that's
away. And then the Philly is at home over the weekend. Is that what it is?
I think they're away too. Let me check.
Oh, it's all away. Okay. I'm gonna go 4-1 Devils victory over the Preds on Thursday night. Whoever's in goal will have a tremendous game, whether it be Vanacek or Akira Schmid or Nico Daws. Who knows? Hopefully, Akira Schmid does recover from whatever illness he has. Love seeing Holtze back in the lineup. Thought he played a good, solid game for his first time Did not make any defensive miscues, was not a liability out there. Like we said, under 5 minutes to go in a one-goal game on the road, he was taking shifts on the ice.
Nashville's
love seeing the confidence that Coach Ruff has in these players and how that rubs off on them, that they are getting put into these big-time game situations. When you can look across the way at the other bench and you can see the third and fourth line just sitting there doing nothing for the entire period.
Yeah,
that's got to feel good when you're out, when you're in that bottom six and you're out there at the big money times. So good for them. Looking to see them build on this even more coming up on Thursday in Nashville. Just want to say thank you again to everybody on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Twitter Live, and Twitch. Please slam that like, follow, and subscribe button. We truly, truly do appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you guys again on Thursday night. I'm going to turn it over now to Sam Wu for the – oh, it is a home game on Thursday. That's what I thought. Thank you, Ramona. I'm going to turn it over to Sam Wu for the final goodbyes from Devils After Dark.
Well, thank you all those listening, watching. It's going to be a happy commute tomorrow when you go to work, when you go to the grocery store. Just remember to wear your Devil's hat or Devil's jacket or shirt. As what Max says, is a three-game heater.
Mm-hmm. Well, Anthony's got 5-0 for his girl's fifth birthday. All right. AJ's got 3-2. Okay. Keep him coming.
I'm revealing my prediction on Game Day Live on Thursday.
Will it be the same by the time we get the Devils After Dark? That'll be the real story.
Yeah, that's the real question. Mrs. Wu will officiate that. She's like, you idiot. You said 10-0. What? Anyway. Well, thank you for watching. Devils beat the Rangers 5-3. Enjoy it. Great job, Devils fans at Madison Square Garden. Until next time, let's go Devils.